In the pre-dawn light of a small Missouri airport, a surplus Bell AH-1 Cobra helicopter hummed to life. The drooping rotor blades grew rigid, slicing air with violent purpose. Behind it, three more helicopters growled awake. At the same time, from hangars draped in sheets of dying gloom, a stream of black vans rumbled forth, their occupants obscured by tinted windows. On the runways, pilots, in face-obscuring camouflage paint, checked instruments with swift efficiency. When all was ready, the first chopper lifted into the sickly gray sky. The second helicopter lifted off, then the third and fourth. They regrouped above the black trees. Like angry hornets leaving a nest, the fully armed helicopters swooped down across the gray tarmac, briefly joining the convoy of vans before soaring back up over the distant trees. On the ground, the vans vanished down the road, drawing the last shadows of night in their wake. And then all was silent. Don Anselmo Scubizi was burning the last of his Camara correspondence in the toilet of his solitary confinement cell when he heard the thunder. He checked his watch. 6 a.m. The first lonely booms grew in frequency and intensity until the very foundation of Ogdenburg Federal Penitentiary shook. And as the explosions grew closer and the prison erupted in the violence of panic, Don Anselmo Scubizi sat calmly on the edge of his bed to await salvation. Ogdenburg looked like Berlin after the war. The main walls were pulverized, collapsed into piles of rubble. The ruins of a downed helicopter sat like a squashed bug on the snow before the main entrance. Sirens blared, even as more men in orange slipped through the many holes in the walls.
We're late, little father. Looks like they started the prison break without us.
People in this country have no sense of decorum.
Looks like they used rockets and truck bombs to pierce the walls.
The Romans, I fear, are trying to rescue their emperor.
One of the black vans hadn't exploded. Remo squealed to a stop beside it. Behind the wheel was a man dressed in civilian attire. A dozen gold and silver crosses hung around his neck. For some reason, the General Mills logo was tattooed on the backs of his hands. He had missed reaching his target after being shot in the chest from a guard tower. Blood gurgled from between the man's whitening lips. Holy Pauli Pavula was breathing his last.
What the hell is this all about?
Don Scubizi, I had to sprint. Don Scubizi.
Where is he?
Gone. Saw him get on the chopper with my own eyes. I did good by my Don.
His eyes sprang open. He was staring through the cracked windshield at something far distant.
Sure, I'll step into the light. But you silly rabbit, tricks are for... Oh, wait. Those ain't ears, are they?
Pauli Pavula slumped over the steering wheel.
Damn it. Thanks to her, we missed out on the action. We never miss out on the action. I'm telling you, little father, those two are a curse.
Emperor Smith will not be pleased that the Roman lord eluded us, but he will be even less so if he learns that we have been filmed again.
Helicopters, a lot by the sounds of it. No doubt the press had heard about the mass escape at Ogdenburg and were racing to the scene.
Why can't my life ever be easy?